Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go back to the topic of Orla, which we're involved in. We started speaking about Orla. He's going to go back to that now. Let's see if we can do a few minutes. Paragraph Yud Zayim. Nachzor le'inyan sholosh shnei Orla v'netar vayanal. Let's go back to our topic regarding that when a Jew plants a tree or produce, the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat from its fruit. And on the fourth year, you have to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim in order to be allowed to eat it. And it's for this reason that we have to wait regarding a tree that we planted. We have to wait 3 years. Because based on what we've been learning here, remember, this is about the fifth or sixth shir on this halacha so far. He's going to give us a short review now of something we mentioned before and bring us back into focus. She'ikar ha-tikun hu Rosh Hashanah kanal, that the main tikun of the entire year is Rosh Hashanah, as we explained earlier. That even the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, are plugged into the Rosh Hashanah, to the three sounds of the shofar. Rav Nosson Zal showed earlier how the tekiah, shvarim, and trua correspond to Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Al kain, therefore, I efsher legareish haklipois hanechozois beilon beis netiosoi, and therefore it's impossible to chase away the negative forces, the tumah, the klipois, which are attached to a tree at the time that you're planting that tree, sheyinikosom misholoish taivoisanal, and these klipois draw their energy from the three major taivos that we mentioned earlier. The desire for money, excess money, excess women, and excess food. Yefshir legorshon, and it's impossible to chase away these klipos, to remove them, kiim b'sholoi shonim daika, unless we wait 3 years, sheyesh b'hem shloisha Rosh Hashanah, which means we have to go through three Rosh Hashanahs to knock out these three major taivos. She'oz ikar ha-tikun. It's on Rosh Hashanah that the main tikun takes place. Ki ikar ha-tikun shel ha-shloisha regolim ikoroi nimshach gam kein b'Rosh Hashanah kanal. Because the main tikun of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos is dependent on Rosh Hashanah, as we showed earlier, as we explained earlier. V'al kein, and therefore, even though in 1 year we have all three holidays, we have a Pesach, we have a Shavuos, and a Sukkos, which Rabbeinu Zal said in Likutim Ran over there, that these three holidays knock out these three taivos, so it would seem that 1 year should do it. Despite that, it requires 3 years specifically, the Hainu Sholosh Rosh Hashanim, three Rosh Hashanahs. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Kizeh Yodua, because it's known in Sifrei Kabbalah and in Sifrei Hasidus, Shekol Mida Klula Mikol Hamidois, Bein Begdusha, Bein Behepech, that each attribute has in it all the other attributes, whether we're talking about holiness or lahavdil unholiness. Just like in chesed, does chesed have gevura in it? Definitely yes. There's chesed shebechesed, gevura shebechesed, teferah shebechesed. Each one of the midos has all the others in it. So too in the sitra achra, each one of the midos, money has women in it. Women have money in it. All the different midos rois are not purely individualistic. Each one has all the others in it also. V'alkein ha-sholosh regolim shebohem nimshochem shloisha moichen levatel sholosh midos anal, and therefore the three holidays in which a Jew receives three brains, three pieces of brain power, levatel sholosh midos anal, which help the person negate those three taivos, taivos momon, taivos noshim, taivos achila, kol regel, each holiday, dahainu kol moyach, and each brain that we receive on that holiday, kolul mikol ha-sholosh, kiyodua, each one is a composite of all the other three. Chachma is Chachma, Bino, and Das. Bina is Chachma, Bino, and Das. Das, all each one of them. V'chein lehepach, and so too kol hasholosh midos rois, each one of those taivos rois, kol achas klula mikol hasholosh, each one contains in it the others. U'bishvil zeh gam kein kosher v'koved hatikun ma'oid, and this is one of the main reasons why it's so difficult, why fighting the Yetzirah, fighting our desires, is so difficult. Ki yefshar lahaschil v'ligmor atikin b'pam echad, because you can't start and finish the job in one fight, in one round. Machma shekol mida klula me'ashar, because each one of the midos has the other ones in it also. So if you want to say, no, hold on, now Pesach. I'm not sure I was going to explain. Lemoshel, for example, Be'inyan Hamavur Leel, regarding what we explained earlier, Shetikin Taivas Momoin, Hualidei Hamoyach Vahadas, Hanim Shechalenu BePesach. Rabbeinu Zal had explained in Likutei Moran, in the chapter that we're talking about here, Torah Aleph, in the second half of Likutei Moran, that the tikkun for Taivas Momoin, a Jew receives that on the holiday of Pesach. The seichel, the holiness that a Jew receives on Pesach, is the holiness that he needs to combat taivas momoin, to be zeichet, to start living like a Jew, not to be controlled by money, not to worship money, not to be afraid of money, all the different wrong kind of feelings. The tikkun taivas hamishkol, and the tikkun for the wrong type of desire for women, al yidei shavuos, comes about through the seichel that a Jew receives on shavuos. Etc. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, kosher lesakein bepesach b'shleimus taivas momoin. Based on what Rav Nosson Zal said on Likutei Moran, it seems that if on Pesach I do everything I'm supposed to do, I'll be able to solve the taivas momoin problem, right? Wrong. You know why? It's difficult to finish the job on Pesach. You know why? Machmash taivas momoin kshura uklula betaivas hamishkol, because money is not an independent thing. Money is attached to women. They're Siamese twins. They go together. Women require money. The wrong kind of women, chas v'shalom, treif women, require a lot of money, chas v'shalom. And lahavdil, a kosher woman, a wife, also requires, the money comes in her merit, and she requires money to run the house, all kinds of things, kosher money, religious, holy money, good money and everything. But the two are very, very much connected, these two. Ukemavoyer b'mokamacher, as Rav Nosson Zal and Rabbeinu Zal explain in other places, how the connection between these two, because we find that in most places, Rabbeinu Zal tells us, that the worst taiva, the taiva that's koilel all the taivas, is taivas noshim, the taiva for women. And then we find in the story of the Baal Tefillah, there Rabbeinu Zal seems to give the impression that the people who were in the worst possible situation was the people who fell into taivas momoin, because money is a bottomless pit. All the other taivas, food, you can eat for 20 hours. You can eat, you can down 18 in Nathan's, they have the contest, and the guy down 24 Frankfurt, 24 hot dogs until he, but there's a limit. It stops. When it comes to women also, there's a limit. The worst sinner can do so much. Money, the Torah describes it as bottomless, endless. You have a billion, you want 2-3 billion. However much you have, you're lacking double. You're out double that. Yesh lo imono, roitzem osayim. He's got $100, he wants 200 more. Bottomless. So there, Rabbeinu Zal gives the impression that mamon is the worst. So Rav Nosson Zal, in one place in the Kutei Halacha, says, hey, what's going on here? And he explains and he shows the many, many connections between the two. How these two are very, very, very deeply connected. So here again, if on Pesach I'm going to do everything I need to do to get rid of taivas mamoin, not finished yet, buddy, because there's the noshim issue that's also connected that isn't really addressed totally until Shavuos. On Shavuos is when we address that. The tikkun taiva samishkal adayin lo nimshech hada'ah shel Shavuos. The tikkun for the taiva for women, we haven't yet received that brain power until Shavuos. That's when we get it. V'chein b'shari amidos, and the same thing is true about the other amidos. U'machmas kol zeh, and as a result of all of this, ikara ha'ascholo v'hatikun hu al yedei Rosh Hashanah. The main beginning and the main tikkun of everything is Rosh Hashanah. She'oz me'irin aleinu hatzadikim he'oras hatshuva misha Rosh Hashanah. That's when the great tzadikim shine down upon us a light of tshuva from its source, from Rosh Chodesh. Remember we discussed earlier the fact that Rosh Hashanah comes out on Rosh Chodesh, which is the source of tshuva. That's when Hashem does tshuva. On Rosh Chodesh, Hashem brings a sacrifice, Haviu Alai Kapara, to atone for his mistake, Kavya. And therefore, that's the origin of all tshuva, and Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh. The Ikar He'orohu, and the main light of tshuva, what's the real light of tshuva? Shenizke lehisoirer kol echot memkoyma sherushom, that each and every one of us should be zeche to wake up. Each and every one of us, wherever we are, in whatever kind of mud or slime or dirt or problems we're in, v'litzoik, v'lizoik, v'lishoik l'ashem yisborach, to scream and scream and scream. Rav Nosson Zal gives you all the flavors, 36 flavors, every different kind of screaming and crying out and begging Hashem, mimkoyimai asher husham, from wherever you're at, me'oimek halei, from the depths of your heart, shezeh ho'ikar, that's the most important thing in Judaism. Ubeloize, and without that, Iefsher, Lahaschil, Ulasakein Shum Dover. It is impossible to start, to begin, to fix anything, Meribui Hakvedus Vahamanios Vabilbulam Kanal. As a result of the heaviness and the obstacles and the confusion that every single Jew faces.